We're back here for hour number two of the mixtape, brought to you by Local 107.3 FM. If you're just tuning in, my name is Tom. I'm here with Brian, and we're playing some music for you. And yeah, we still have an hour left to go in the program.
Thanks for the intro, DJ Sniffles.
Well, I'm trying to suppress the sniffles all while on the air, but I don't know how good of a job I'm doing.
Pretty good, but your voice is definitely...
It's not...
Has
it's not
a, has a special timbre to it today.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
But you're quite peppy, surprisingly, despite that all this.
That's because I'm a pro, Brian. You know, rain or shine, there sicker, healthy. You have to bring the goods. You know. But yeah, I want to talk about this because I checked out the Shivering Songs Festival in Fredericton last weekend, which is something I didn't know was an institution. But they saw a couple live acts. One I saw was that. I enjoyed quite a bit was Royal Wood. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with that artist?
Yeah.
He was excellent. I felt bad for him because he couldn't bring the piano up onto the stage. So it was a part of the show where he's kind of playing off to the side. And I could only see like top of his head from where I was sitting. But no, it was a good time. And we listened to, got to see Giamp Gameshi. I was going to say perform, but really he just spoke. He didn't really perform. And he was good, but people asked weird questions. As we talked about this off air. A lot of questions that a lot of times if you go to like a book reading, you ask questions related to the book.
Maybe they are trying to imitate him by asking bad questions. Hey, yo, take that.
What was funny though, I'm going to go through the conversation that Brian had. Cause like, I think that comment right there just shows you Brian's attitude towards this particular broadcast.
Maybe save some of the juicier bits for not on air.
For not on air?
Maybe some of the blasphemous things.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, he's asking, like, what... Because he's sitting by us for a while during Royal Wood's performance. And Brian was wondering what I was going to do about that, and I didn't do anything. And I said, well, I got close enough to him to give him my cold. And you go, chemical warfare. Good man.
Oh, yeah.
That made me laugh.
I was on board.
But listening to a show this week,
did he get your cold?
His voice sounds just as golden as it says. So,
well, better luck next time. I always say.
I like him. I don't know. he was very pleasant to talk to as well. So,
did he hug you?
No.
Well, he's not that nice a guy then, is he?
Well, it was like midnight, and he didn't know. Why would he hug me?
I don't know.
Why would
did
I
you ask?
No.
Oh well. Then maybe he's not such a jerk.
I guess. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, unwarranted hugs are a huge sign of a jerkhood.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
So if you're just tuning in, of course, in the first hour, we brought you all kinds of fantastic Canadian, new Canadian music. And we're going to continue to do so in the next hour. It was almost all Canadian music. We had a little David Bowie in there just to mix it up for you.
Yeah, a little. Oh, Bowie sounds sad. Well, I hope he's okay with his new album that's coming out. So I was talking to somebody like, is he dying? Like, I don't know.
That's been a long time. Maybe something motivated him to put out a record.
A sad one.
So we're going to jump back into some music here. I'm just finishing labeling some brand spanking new CDs that came in the mail today. So we're probably going to have time, hopefully, to hear from pretty cool new albums from Kate Rogers' band, which I was enjoying today. Theo and the Get Down Stay Down have a new record out that's pretty good. And we also have the new Tegan and Sarah record, new 2 Hours Traffic records, which I haven't heard anything from yet. So we'll perhaps debut them for your listening pleasure this evening. But can't promise anything, but certainly those are some of the things that we're striving towards over the next hour.
I think there are goals we can attain.
Certainly.
I'm going to play a track to kick off hour number two. From the new album from Quit the City. We're going to play a track called Burn.
All right. So, again, stay tuned. This is the mixtape on Local 107.3 FM.
We'll be right back. Oh,
Back here on the mixtape, brought to you by a local 107.3 FM CFMH from UNBSJ in St. John, New Brunswick. And we just had a whole half hour of straight music nonstop there. Sometimes we just do that. Sometimes we just let the music do the talking instead of us. So that was the case of that. And you heard from AC Newman, Bleachers, twice. There, two tracks in a row. Roaming Storms, Eloquent, and Quit the City. And yeah, that's the first half of this hour. And if you listen to this show before, or even if it's your first time, what we do here, half past every hour, either Brian or myself feature one album. We'll play a few tracks from it and tell you a little bit about it. And last hour I did an album from Homeshake, and this time now it's Brian's turn. So here we go.
All right, we're gonna hear the first few tracks from probably my favorite album that I've been listening to so far this year, from a pretty cool Edmontonian called Rennie Wilson and his debut record, which is called Sugar Glider. It's on Mint Records and, of course, is another fine addition to the Mint Records family. It is sort of a combination of krautrock, psychedelic, new wave, chill wave, disco type stuff, very much influenced by Arthur Russell. And if you're familiar, definitely has sounds similar to things like Toro y Moi and Aerial Pink's Haunted Graffiti, that sort of thing. So I've really been digging it, and we're going to hear the first three tracks, which are By and By, Who Was I, and Could It Have Been Me. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Mixtape on Local 107.3 FM. Here is Rennie Wilson.
Thank you.
That was Brian's featured album of the week. We played three tracks off of that. It was Rennie Wilson's Sugar Glider, and we heard By and By, Who Was I, and Could It Have Been Me.
They all sound, it sounds like it ended really abruptly because it's such a, or the album has a real flow to it. So
yeah, the kind of one song kind of flows into the next.
I didn't cut him off. He cut himself off.
Yeah. He knew what he was getting into. It's fine. So we still have about 17 minutes left of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play a few more tracks here. Brian's got some brand new stuff in here to throw into the play box. So we're, like, the nice thing about that is we often get first dibs on playing a lot of these and kind of showcase them at the very end of our show.
Yeah, we're going
to
play a track from the new Tegan and Sarah, which I haven't heard at all. And also the new Kate Rogers Band CD called Repeat, Repeat, which I did listen to a little bit this afternoon and is pretty excellent. So,
but before we get to that, sometimes we play albums just because they grab our attention. And this grabbed my attention. is a band called Synthosaurus, and the album's called Intergalactic Hyper Friendship Squad. And the album cover is like a dinosaur mascot playing a keyboard.
Keytar.
I mean.
Even, which makes it even better.
Yeah. So, again, grabbed our attention. And we're going to play a song called Four Reels, spelled number four, reels with a Z. So, there you go.
Winner.
Nothing else really needs to be said about that.
Yeah, so we have a little bit of time left. We'll play a few tracks for you. This is definitely the last time you'll hear from us this evening. So be sure to stay tuned. Loads of fantastic campus and community radio programming coming your way. And the mixtape will be back next week as we air live every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. bringing you the latest and greatest in Canadian music and more. Thank you so much for listening and stay tuned.
Time for a big effing dance party.
Till you reeled up, showed up at school.